We with us prior to services, we pray for the service. Joel and I do in the conference room, and you and Audrey have been doing it in the science room. So ladies are welcome to pray. Men are welcome to pray for pre-service. Mention too that on the December the 8th, which is coming rather quickly actually, Ladies Christmas Fellowship, sometimes called a tea, is going to be at the home of the Weavers. Amy Weaver is hosting that. There's a sign-up sheet for that on the coffee table. So please sign up so they have an idea of how many cheese Danish and et cetera, to put out. Any other announcements? Okay. Let's prepare our hearts for service, shall we? Father God, we, coming off of Thanksgiving, have full hearts and full stomachs. You provide for us so faithfully. And we return thanks so grudgingly that we have to set aside a day to remember it. We pray that that remembrance will renew our commitment to Thanksgiving, that we will keep a thankful spirit within us at all times. Pray that this morning service would return thanks to you in worship that is acceptable to your eyes, your ears, to your nostrils, that you would find our worship pleasing. We know that we can only do this if we worship in spirit. We pray that you would have your spirit move among us this morning, and we pray in Christ's name. Amen. We are still a cappella, as we've been, do you need a hymn? Our accompanists are miscatting babies, and so we are a cappella, but these are all familiar tunes. The first three this morning are familiar Thanksgiving tunes, starting with number 333, Now Thank We All Our God. Standing, please, number 333, Now Thank We All Our God. Does everyone have hymnals? Or does it seem to be in the middle? All right. Now thank we all our God.
Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our Father's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Our second hymn is 85, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, number 85. Rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice, ye pure in heart. Rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your festive banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Go on through life's long path, still chanting as ye go. From youth to age, by night and day, in gladness and in woe. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Then on ye pure in heart, rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your glorious banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing.
And our third hymn is We Gather Together, just a few, number 81, just a few pages over, number 81, We Gather Together.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing.